Okay, we are up to Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Let's start from the very top. We call Makom Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim are batul on Erev Tisha B'Av. I'm sorry, not Erev. On Tisha B'Av, Bava Yom they're batul. Lememra, and then along comes, I have to really go back to the words in Mishnah. Along comes Rabban Shimon Gamliel. And he says, "Le'olam yasa adam atzmai talmid chacham." First, you always make himself into a talmid chacham. It's a problem to pretend that you're talmid chacham, because if you pretend you're talmid chacham, it's mechse ki yachayra. So in this instance, Rabbi Shimon said, "It's no big deal, even though a person bam is not talmid chacham. When it comes to doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, make believe you're talmid chacham and don't do malacha." So the Mersa Kash, the member, does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar loychay shimul liyachayra? If you're going to make believe, there's no concern that nechzek yehoira. But the rabbanon say that only the rabbanon in the Mishnah, since Rav Shimon is coming to argue, it's mashma that the rabbanon disagree, and the rabbanon hold. Only the real talmidei, not anyone else. The rabbanon savri chayshina lihoira. The Mersakash of Ibkash, I mean, we have visited the Abbas and Tonal Mishnah, Chasson, and Yirtzalik, where is Kriyashma, Lail Harishan, Kuri Kuri. What happens the night of the Chasna? A Chasson is getting married, is he allowed to recite Kriyashma the night of his wedding? According to the opinion of the Rabbanon, Chasson, and Yirtzalik, where is Kriyashma, Lail Harishan, Kuri. The Rabbanon say, really, the only one that's allowed to recite Kriyashma is a Talmud Chacham, a person that's able to concentrate. But the average person who's not a Talmud Chacham is not able to concentrate. It's mechse ki yehoira if he's going to make believe that he can say Kriya Shema when he's getting married, because he's Torah. And this goes back to Haim Chas. So therefore, a regular person not. Not everyone can make believe that they are Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore, he says that you should not. You should not, if you're not a Talmud Chacham, you're not able to fully concentrate, don't make believe that you can, therefore do not say Kriya Shema the night of the Chasna. Because you're Torahed in the Inyan of the Chasna. Because maybe it shall be a Basul, a Ba'ula, not a Basul, the whole story of the Gemara, with the difference of the Basul and the Ba'ula, and that concern. So what do we have from this? We have a stira between the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon, and a Mishim Gamliel, Adra Mishim Gamliel. Because the Rabbanon and our Mishnah say that everyone should make believe they're a Talmud Chacham. Make believe. Live in the world of make believe. Make believe.
So he's saying the night of the Chasna is not a world of make believe.
And here and there and there, Rav Shmuel says, no, you don't live in the world of make believe. Either you're the real thing, you're not the real thing. No make believe. A stira.
So where's the stira?
What?
Where's the stira?
By Kriya Shema.
But we say it's not a world of make believe.
By Kriya Shema, Rav Shmuel says, if you're not on a madrega where you're able to concentrate, do not say Kriya Shema.
Right. And the Chacham.
So in other words, don't make believe. And what did the very same Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel say by Tisha B'Av? He said,
You should make believe.
Make believe you're Talmud Chacham and don't do malachos. So that's a contradiction. Should you make believe? Should not. By Tisha B'Av, he says make believe, and by Chasna, don't make believe.
I don't know where the stira is, but.
You know, it's not a stira? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says by Chasna.
Two different cases.
Okay, that's going to be more zants. That's going to be more zants. But right now, the general idea. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says make believe you're a Talmud Chacham. There's no chash mechsek yara. And when it comes to a Chasna, he says don't make believe you're a Talmud Chacham. The Rabbanon say pum fakert. The Rabbanon say that by Tisha B'Av don't make believe, and by Chasna you should make believe. So what's going on? Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Nachnami, the seer is such a murderous seer. There's no way to resolve this contradiction. He's not like what you're saying. There's no, just because there are different cases, it's a chiluk that's not mechalik. Muchlefes hashita. You have to reverse the opinions. You have to be mahapich. There's a mistake and change the second change. And which one do we change? Hatana shesidron toha beachas mehen v'uchlaf hashitas. So this is Merdik Gemara, Merdik Rashi, because many times when the Gemara says Mukhlev Sashita, Rashi usually comes to the rescue and tells you which one is the mistake. Yeah. Which one? Here it's very interesting. It's very unique halacha. Is that Rashi doesn't know which one is the mistake. Rashi just says one of them is mistaken. Either the Mishnah Masechta Brachos is a toss, or the Mishnah here Masechta Pesachim is a toss. One of them is a mistake, but we don't know which one. There cannot be this steer between, there's no difference between a Chasna and Tisha B'Av. Vayta, Rav Shisha Braid, Rav Idi Omar, he says your answer. Loit tepuch, don't switch around. There's no kasha. The case is completely different. Loit tepuch. When it comes to doing melacha, if you're not working, no one, you don't have to worry, no one's going to accuse you of being a Talmud Chacham. If you're not working, you know why you're not working? It's a nebuch, you don't have a job. It's rachmanis on you, you can't find parnasa. No one's going to make a yichesh, oh, you know why he's not working? Because he thinks he's a Talmud Chacham, he's really not to work. He's Roy to be on a Madrega where he's going to be Mis'abo and Luchubin Yerushalayim with such intensity that he's not able to work. No one's going to be choshing you for that. They'll think you don't have a job. Aval Hassam, when it comes there, Kevon de Kuli Alma, Kare, Dunami Kare, Loi Merseh Ki Hoira, Aval Hassam, Kevon de Kuli Alma Kare, Viu Nami Kare. And the Shimon Gamliel says, "Cave the Kuli Amo Avdi Malachim Iu Loved Leavid." I skim. Sorry, one more time. Rav Shisha Braid Rav Avi Amo Loi Tevich. First, I jumped the gun a bit. I didn't say the right words. Drabanan Ad Rabanan Loi Kasha. Okay, so let's first deal with Drabanan. Hacha. Here by Tisha B'Av. What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said, don't work. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The Rabbanan said, work. I'm getting so mixed up. The Rabbanan said, you should go to work. If you are not a Talmud Chacham, don't make believe. Why? Because the common man on Tisha B'Av in this Mokoyim works.
Work.
Only Yechidei Skula don't work on Tisha B'Av. They're Mesav and Lechem Yishlaim. If everyone is working and you're not working, it's Mechse, you stand out. Aval Hasa by Kriyashma Kev and the Kulyalma Kore view Nami Kore Loy Mechsek here. In other words, the Yisrael of the Rabbanan is follow the masses. Don't stick out. It's a very interesting Gemara. You have to follow the Tzibur, the majority. If everyone is working, you work. Okay, only Yechidim don't work on Tisha B'Av. The Hamoinam is working, so do what the Hamoinam does. If you're going to stick out like a sore thumb and you're not going to work, or right away, or why are you working? Oh, you're thinking of Talmud Chacham, it's going to look funny. When it comes to Kriya Shema, everyone by the Chasna is saying Kriya Shema. No one's nervous. When was the last time you went to a Chasna and the people were nervous?
No, don't talk about the people, talk about the
Chasna. The Chasna is nervous. But whenever you go to Chasna, see the guests are nervous. Never. So everyone is saying Kriya Shema. No one has any daigas. Everyone can concentrate on the Kriya Shema. So if everyone's saying, you also say, follow the masses. Just follow the herd. If you follow the herd, you won't stick out, and you will be fine. That's the yisoid of the Rabbana. Male is no stira. On the other hand, Abishim says, no, you can look at it like this. What do we mean? Hasam, that's what I told you before. I got confused. I told you this in advance. Hasam, when it comes to Kriya Shema, everyone is looking at the Chasan. He's the only one wearing a white tie. Everyone is looking at the Chasan, right? Everyone knows who the Chasan is. He has the Mari Chasan. So how could he concentrate? How could this Chasan go? You go to Chasan Tish, you always look at the Chasan, right? You see the Dav Mincha, Dav Mairiv, the Dav with the real Lashma, the Chasna. So how could he concentrate? How could he's Fatracht? And he's saying Kriya Shema? Nechsei Kiyahar. And this time with the Gemara, Bizman HaZeh, we don't follow this. Bizman HaZeh, even the Talmidei Chacham have a hard time concentrating.
Yeah, but
so it doesn't make a difference.
Mikra Adin
is part. But Bizman HaZeh, we're not knowing this halacha.
Yeah.
What? The Chasen does not Ma'ariv?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No. Chasen Davin is Ma'ariv today.
Doesn't Davin Ma'ariv?
Right.
Maybe not for Yom, but Davin's
Ma'ariv. If he didn't Davin Ma'ariv by mistake, he forgot Davin Ma'ariv. So maybe you can say, Achar HaMaisa, Oisek V'mis, the part of the mitzvah. You can find the Petur. But L'chatchila, to go tell the Chos not Davin Ma'ariv, unheard of. Every Chos and Davin's Ma'ariv. And even if they have the chasen, the way the chasen is arranged, where there's no formal minion, so after he goes home, after the chasen is over, so he goes home, he davens marv. Why can he daven marv? What's the big deal daven marv? without a madrig, the only reason why the Gemara says it doesn't daven is because in time of Chazal, when people daven, they really concentrate. Mm-hmm. For real, it was the real deal. And in Eila, if you're not going to concentrate, it's like a bracha levatala. So, in Bizman Hazeh, even if you try to concentrate, you can't concentrate, the average person. So in Eila, if you're going to follow that rule, then no one's going to ever daven. So we don't follow that rule. We daven the best that we can. Meir l'chassan is no different. Pumpaket l'chassan probably daven better than the average person because he asked what to daven for. Starting a new life, Meir. Okay, so this halacha is not nogei halacha l'maisa. What about davening with a minion? You know the famous Rav. The Mishnah Berurah says the chassan should not come to shul. Mishnah Berurah should not come to shul daven b'tzibar the seven yam mishnah. Why? Because if he'll come to shul, the oilam is not going to say tachman.
Right.
He has no right to cause of saying tachman.
Right.
So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that was only true in the olden days when people wanted to say tachman. It meant a lot to say tachman. Today, no one will have tainus on you.
They'll
take away your tachman. No one will have any tainus on you. So the other
they find an excuse every day.
They have noticed the Meila, Chosin, Bezman HaZeh can come and should come every single day to daven with a minion and doesn't have to worry about not saying Tachlan. The Olam doesn't have tainus, doesn't have any Chalishas Hadas not say Tachlan.
And the Olam should say Tachlan.
What? The Olam does not say Tachlan. If a Chosin comes.
If a Chosin is in Shul, you don't say
Tachlan. You don't say Tachlan. Zehu. Zehu.
Not according to everyone.
Loy pluk. The only shaila when you do say tachan is the day before the chasna.
Mm-hmm.
If a chasna is getting married, let's say at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he comes to shachas, may ikar hadin, you should say tachan.
And he comes from mincha.
Okay. Mincha also. If the mincha, and the chasna is before shkia, and the chasna is getting married in Williamsburg, and right now they're in Flatbush, they're in Lev Avraham and Dadi mincha, and no one's dressed for the chasna, may ikar hadin, you should say tachan. The kids of Shulchan Aruch says v'yeshoimrim that since he's getting married tonight, the oilam today is very makel. The chassan is
different.
What?
That's all.
What?
You do say tachlan.
If a chassan is there in shul. Before the chasna,
yes,
but not after the chasna. Once the gold nichnas l'chopa, he becomes a chasan, and for 7 days, if he is present by a minion, there's nothing to talk about. You don't say tachlan. So you tell him until you go, the only thing you can say is before the chasna. Before the chasna walks down the chuppah, then you don't, you should, the ikar hadin say tachlan. It became a minhag today for some reason, this is makar, that you don't say tachlan, not by mincha.
Not by shachas.
But the only exception is by the chasna itself, the davening mincha before the chuppah. Since everyone is there, l'shem the chasna, you don't say tachlan. Even if you follow the shita that says that you say tachlan by shachas mincha, that's only a tzibor, that's not shaykh to the chasna. Many times you have a chasna that's going to be 5 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, in the summer day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the chasna goes to shul at 1:45, da'av mincha locally. And there's a gans oilam there. And half the people there are not going to his chasna. Maybe even everyone, or even they are. But right now, they're not dressed up. Right now, it's not a minion that's miyuchet for the chasna. Me'ela mi'ikar adin, you should say tachan. Okay, we're getting off the topic. Weiter. Vanansai, deloy motzi kavnei, that this chasan cannot have kavana. So what is he davening? Everyone is looking at him, even though he's talking to stand out. But everyone knows that he cannot have kavana. And Mimil, why is he saying kriyashma? It's nechsei kiyafim to say kriyashma. Mimil, vanansai, deloy motzi kavnei, daite, he cannot have kavana in his mind. Nechsei kihara. Avol hacha, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, if he's not going to work, people are going to say, you know why he's not working? It's a rachmanis, he doesn't have a job. That's why. Avalacha, lenach sekhir, amin malach hu de lesle. Puk chazay, kala ba'alon ika b'shuk. Go out into the street. Go down Avenue J. They understand people are not working during the day. What are they going to the pizza store in the middle of the day? Don't they have a job? That's the way it is. The way it is. Not everyone. It's a rachmanis. Not everyone has a job. And Minela, no one's going to say, the reason why you're not working. Okay? So that's why it's maskana. It's a very gewaltige Gemara. You say this in Machlokes between Rabban and Rabban Gamliel. We have Be'em, a stira between the laws of Tisha B'Av and the laws of Kriyashma. According to the first answer, there is no resolution. And the only way to give a resolution is Mukhlefes Ashita, and it's a Peldik Rashi. Rashi says he doesn't know which one is a mistake. one of the two Mishnahs is a mistake. I don't know, you have to switch one of them. I'm not sure which one. And the second answer, the Gvaldri Yisoid, is quite the Rabbanan, don't stick out. That's the Yikka. Whatever the Olam does, you do the Zelbazach. The Olam is working, you work. You work. Olam is saying Kriyashma, you say Kriyashma. No one's gonna pay attention. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, pump back out. People do pay attention. And the Mela, you have to find a different reason. The Kriyashma, how could he say Kriyashma? He knows he can't concentrate. Nechseki Hora comes to work. He's a battler. Not everyone has a job. Next come a Mishnah. The Rabbanan say that in Eretz Yisrael there are different regions. In the region of Yehuda, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. I guess that's the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, right? The southern, not Mamre, so the center to lower part, not the north, not the Galil. The Yehuda. The Minigalim was, they did Malacha. They did Malacha Ere Pesach, no problem. At Chatzos. They did Malacha until Chatzos. With the Galil, that's the north, Lo Hayoisin Kolika, they didn't do Malacha at all. No, it doesn't say the word Minach. If you notice, it doesn't state nish the word Minach. That's the Gemara's topic. What about the night? What about doing the night? What about the Galil? The Galil, they don't do malacha. They're very machmir. They're very religious. They're very sensitive to the sanctity of the day they don't do malacha.
With a parsha of Cheshmi, they still have to travel up north to be part of a seder someplace.
Who has to travel?
They have to go.
The south. People, the Yehuda, they got to travel up north. Why don't people in the north have to go travel down south? There are more hotels in the north. whatever it is. So now the Gemara says, Halayla, what about the night? Halayla, the night before. Are you allowed to do Malacha at the night before? Beisham Oisrim. Now Beisham says, Osrim. Now Lachor is following the Galil. That the people in the Galil who don't do Malacha by day, not only you don't do Malacha by day, you can't do Malacha the night before. Bezman Bedikas Chametz. After you finish your Bedika, you can't go back to work. You can't go back to work the night of the 14th. Ubeis Hillel Matinim, he says, no, you can do Malach the whole night. Do your Bedika, go back to work, Ad Honeitzacham until dawn. Until Neitzachama, then already, that's already the Zman when the Isra Malacha begins. Okay, let's see the Meikarat, now the Moritz Kasha, what is going on? Meikarat Tanamin Haga. Your observation. In the previous Mishnah, you had a mental note in the previous mission we spoke about Makam Shenohagu to the Malach, the Malach. Makam Shenohagu Shloi Las Malach, even the Yod to Malach. So the word Minog was a key word in the previous Mishnah. Suddenly in this Mishnah, the word Minog doesn't appear. And if I care, when we discuss the Laila, the nighttime, we have the word Oyser. Beishamai Oyserin, Beisil Matirim. Now the word Oyser, that means it's Halacha. It's not. It's not going to be found in the Tamei HaMinhagim. It's going to be found in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, I mean, the Ramah brings down Minhagim, the Mechaber Ramah brings down Minhagim, but it's not, it's a halacha, so what's going on? Meikar, Tanei Minhagim, but Tzayv Tanei Isura, what's going on over here? Om Rabbi Yoichanan, Leikashia, HaRabbi Meir, HaRabbi Yehuda, Tzmach Leikis Tanoim, is the issue of doing Malacha, is it Din Minhag, or is it Din of Isser? The Tanya. When the Baisa, on Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda ha yoisim malacha b'arei b'sachem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yehuda ha yoisim malacha b'arei b'sachem ad chatzos, v'golil ein oisim kolika. I'm Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Ma raya Yehuda v'golil l'kan. So long comes Rabbi Meir. Why are you bringing me rayas? You're showing me b'klemais what they did. Ela makom sheno hagu lasas machais makom shnagu shloi lasas ein aisem midikom ramei min haga mechlal Rabbi Yehuda isur kamar. So since Rabbi Meir is responding, don't bring me rayas from what people do. It all depends on the minik hamakom. So what then is the point of disagreement between him and Rabbi Yehuda, his predecessor? It must be also that's an isur. It's spam shen isur. They will makabel midin isur, not just on midin a min hag. Line afkamina. If you don't follow the halacha, you get malchus. You don't follow the law, the Bezdin has a right, Malchus Mardus. If you don't follow the Halacha, Bezdin has a right to take legal action. If you don't follow Minhagim, it's not a good thing. You know, you're going to have a bad name. The Rabbanan are not going to be happy with you, but it's not the Geder where they can be put a Knas upon you. Okay, some will say pum fakert. You know, play with a minig. Minig is oisios gehenen. Right? Minhog. Gehenom. Gehenem. Minig is, if you play with a minig, you're playing with gehenem. So you gotta be careful. But that's more of a din shamayim. It's not a din bidei adam. It's not a halach is bidei adam. So then, right, what goes right? So Yehuda, Arbasa, Mutla, Bismulacha. Really? So you're telling me now that in Yehuda, according to Yehuda, it's mutter, gesund to hate. You can go to work. Erev Pesach, go to work, no problem. Really? The Sarv Yehuda, Arbasa, Mutla, Bismulacha, Vyatan, and the Bryce, Vyatan, Merecham, Hamanachish. Mishleish Asar, Vinekra, Biyadai. Shoisla b'mokim hatit ve'im shoisla b'mokim hagorir. Gval gorid. Gor means harder. Gval v'halach. What happens on Pesach? You bring the yomer, right? When you bring the yomer, what happens? All the bakeries have a yomtif. Because now,
the wheat.
All the flour, everything that's available is butter. So now everything is yoshem until the new crop grows. Now, whatever is still in the field, whatever is still has not yet grown, the new crop that has not yet grown is also, we have to wait a whole year. Let's say it's the 13th day of Nisan. So again, when do you bring the Omer? On the 16th? 13, 14, 15, 16, right? It's the 13th day. And on the 13th day of Nisan, for example, we'll see the significance of the days in a few moments. You go out into the field, there's a grain of wheat, a stalk of wheat, and you pull it out of the ground. Okay, very good. I pull it out of the ground. I hold it in my hand. I put it, and now, am I allowed to eat it? Am I allowed to eat it?
No.
No, it's chodosh. Can't eat it, right? I got to wait until the 16th day. Comes the 16th day, and it becomes mutter. Let's say I go and I replant it in the ground, and it doesn't take roots. It doesn't take root until, let's say, day 17. Luyitzu, I put it in the ground on hard earth, hard soil. I pull it out. So really right now, and now comes the 6th, really it would be mutter. Really it would be mutter because of 16. But I leave it there on the ground on hard, rough soil. And then on day 16 or day 17 or day 18, it suddenly takes root once again. Oh, look at that. It took root once again. When did it first take root in the ground? Even though maybe it really was butter, but now that it took root, it's like it's growing once again from the earth. It's now going to need to wait until next year Pesach to become mutter midin chadash. Because since
so,
how
do we know it takes root or not?
So the answer is you the answer.
So on hard ground. Soft ground is
awesome. So the answer is. So the answer I get. I don't know the exact answer.
Grow.
It continues to grow. You measure it. Let's
it
say
doesn't
so,
wither and die.
Okay, you have to ask a scientist to tell
but you
exactly.
You don't know what day it took root.
Okay, okay.
It doesn't wither and die. You knew it
okay,
took
okay,
root.
Okay, let's put that aside. Maybe that'll become a little bit clearer in a few moments. Okay, but you need to be an expert to know when it takes root. Now, here's the issue. The issue over here is, if you, let's say you put it back in soft earth,
right.
Muddy earth, wet.
In wet earth.
No problem, because it's going to take root very quickly. And it'll take root very quickly, it'll take root before the 16th.
Right.
And the Meila Manushach, when there'll be Makar of the Oymer, the Oymer
is
included because already it's a fully grown, it's already grown to a significant degree, and it's in the root in the ground, and the Oymer is Mat, whatever is standing, all the standing grain in the fields. Okay, here's the deal. It's the 13th day of Nisan. I'm weeding, I'm in my field, and I'm pulling out weeds. And in the process of pulling out the weeds, I accidentally pull out a grain of wheat. So you know what? I put it back in salt. I put it back in the ground. So now I put it back in the ground. It's moist. The earth is moist. So now, how long will it be in the ground? It needs to be in the ground to be considered in halacha to take root. That it should be part of the ground. And now, when the omer comes, the omer will be mate. So it needs to be there 3 days. That's the rule. That's what Chazal taught. In order for something to take root, it takes 3 days to take root, to be considered to be part of the ground. You can say whatever you want to say in modern science. Halacha only considers a stalk to be considered to take root if it's there for 3 days. Now, here's the issue. It does need to be 3 days, 72 hours. You can say, Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi. Okay, so how many days do we got? It's the 13th. I'll put it there the 13th. It'll be there the 13th. It'll be there the 14th. Well, the truth is, I'll be there. Okay, that's gonna be probably there. I'll put it there on the 13th. Let's say the end of the day. Let's just for argument's sake, I'll put it there at the end of the 13th. I'm doing this in the late afternoon of the 13th, because now the 14th I have to be Bedikas Chametz, right? So I'm doing this the very end of the 13th day. So the last 5 minutes. So let's ignore those last 5 minutes of day 13. It's too insignificant for the moment. It's there the entire 14th day, the entire 15th day, and it's there for the beginning of the 16th day, Niksas Hayyam Kikuloi. So it comes out that it's
really... We're using it twice.
And we're only going to use, at this point in time, the Gemara only wants to use Niksas Hayyam Kikuloi once at the end. You need to have two complete days, and the third day can be Niksas Hayyam Kikuloi. So
it's at the end of the 13th. So that's
it's the end of the 13th day, I put it back into the ground. Okay? The end of the 13th day, I put it back in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't pay, and we don't count the end of the 13th day because it's only a short amount of time. It's only Niksas Hayyam Kikuloi.
That
does not count as a day, right? At least at this point in the Gemara. Now it remains in the ground the entire 14th, the entire 15th, and the beginning of the entire 14th, and 15th, and a few hours of the 16th. Because the Makar of the Omer, first thing in the morning on the 16th day. So let's say the Makar at 9 o'clock, so it's only been there. So how long has this stalk been in the ground? The entire 14th, the entire 15th, and a part of the 16th day. And we're going to
part of the 13th day.
We don't want to count.
I know we don't count.
We don't want to count that. For right now, we don't want to count the first day. We're going to come to your point in a moment. But right now, we don't want to count it. We don't want to count the beginning. You need to have at least two complete days and one partial day. So we have now that, and that will count in halakha as 3 days. When you say Niksas Hayoyim, according to the Gemara's Maskana, the Gemara is going to change this in a moment, but according to the Gemara's Maskana, you only say Niksas Hayoyim Kikuloi on one day, only one end. You don't say it on both ends. So therefore, we have it now on the ground for a total of halachically 3 days. Now, when the Omer is offered on day 16, will it be matter? Yes, of course it's going to be matter, right? Now, along comes the Gemara says, wait a minute, I disagree. The same way you say Niksas Hayyam Kikuloi at the end, let's also say Niksas Hayyam Kikuloi in the beginning. In the beginning. So then the question is, you can do the entire procedure on day 14. It's Erev Pesach. It's 5 minutes. It's before Chatzos. After Chatzos, everyone agrees you shouldn't do Melacha. It's 5 minutes before Chatzos. You put the stalk back in the ground. It will be there for the remainder of day 14. That's Niksas of 14. The entire 15. And Niksas of 16. So it's one complete day, and a Niksas at the beginning, a Niksas at the end, for a grand total of 3 days. So why didn't it say this case in the Mishnah? Why did the case in the Mishnah say that you put it in the ground on day 13, not on day 14? You know what the answer is? Because on day 14, you're not allowed to put something in the ground. That's called Melacha. And you're not allowed to do Melacha Erev Pesach. So the Kasha is, and who's the one that says the number 13? Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda just said 5 minutes ago that you are allowed to do Melach in Yehuda on day 14. So we got a big problem here. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say you can't do Melach on day 14? But look, Rabbi Yehuda says that the case of Nichosh, of Menachesh, of weeding, took us in day 13. And L'Chayro, the only reason why he said day 13 was because you don't have a Hechatimsa. It's a practical matter. You don't have a situation of putting it in the ground on day 14, because on day 14 you're not anyway allowed to do Melacha. So the only case that you'll have will be day 13. So let's see inside. If a person is weeding, and then b'shloish asar on day 13, and then by mistake v'nekra biyadai, he pulls up a stalk, shoisla, go right ahead, plant it, put it back in the ground, make sure that it's moist, it's muddy, so it'll take root. V'ein shoisla, do not replant it b'makom ha'garid, a place that is hard. So long comes the Gemara to explain Bishloisha Osar in day 13, yes. Be'arba'o Osar, lo. Day 14, no. You can't do it on day 14. Why not? Michdei shamin l'Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds the Yomar kol harkavosh in the koletes l'shloisha yom shul in the koletes. Rabbi Huda taught us elsewhere in order for something to take root. Whether you're grafting or you're not grafting, any type of thing you're putting together, it needs 3 days. The test is 3 days. If after 3 days it works, it works. If 3 days pass, it doesn't work, forget it. It'll never go. It'll never work. The isal kidaitoch arba osa mutra biasias melocha lomeli shloisha osa v'ika arbesar. You have mixas of arbesar v'chanesar, the entire 15, u'mixas shisar. So must then be that Behuda holds the reason why you can't do it on day 14 is for a practical reason, because you can't do Malach on day 14. Stira, willing you can't do Malach on day 14. Omar Rava. So Rava says, listen, this is a very easy answer. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say you can do Malach everywhere. He said only can do Malach where? In Yehuda.
Right.
But in the Galil, you can't do Malach. So in Echnam, you're right. This Brisa says you can't do Malach. And that's why it's a day 30, not day 40, because here he's referencing the people who live in the Galil. But in Achanami, with regard to those people living in Yehuda, Gezuntei, they can do the Zelbazach on day 14. Begolil Shanu. Next Kash. The Gemara is still not happy. Well, even if you live in the Galil, remember, the Machlekes Beishamai and Beisil, if you do Malacha the night before. Beishamai says you can't do Malacha, and Beis Hill says you can do Malacha. Malacha will go like Beis Hill, because Beis Hill is mainstream. Beis Shammai is not mainstream. That's generally don't pass like Beis Shammai. So why can't you weed your plants on the night of the 14th? After you finish B'dikas Chametz, you go out, you bring out these big lights, right? They have these neat big, like go to a baseball stadium. It's mamish k'or hayoyim. I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there. Ka'or hayoyim.
Ima and Narsi.
We don't. Today we can all have a nice excuse. We went to
MetLife.
We went to the Asifa for the technology Asifa. Like someone said, he went back. He had to go back there. He left his Gemara there. He went back a few nights later. It just so happened that the Mets were playing, you know.
And his Gemara was still there.
Wow. He left his Gemara there, so he had to go back.
By the way, about technology, here, just quickly, I went to one of the guards. I said, did you ever see anything like this? He says, I've been here many years, I've seen events. He couldn't believe it, that there's no turmoil going on.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I never saw such a
the
woman.
Stabbing, the robbery.
By what's it called? By we'll see Mashas. MetLife. So they said no one was arrested. But every football game, believe Yoitse Min HaKlal.
Yeah, yeah.
There are sites.
Yeah.
And they arrest like 50 people, like a big game. Yeah. They mamish. They no one was arrested. No one was told to leave. They're two madrigas. Sometimes they arrest you, and sometimes they tell you the guards leave.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
come, leave. We're throwing you out. No one was evicted. Mamasha. Shemensky Hashem. Okay, right. So,
not
Abesa.
Like by
the
what?
Not like by the internet or suit.
No, it wasn't that.
Let's go weiter. V'ika Abesa, v'chamesa, mikza shesa, amam, v'golo shon, v'ika laila, what about the night? So go out to the fields and go pluck and go. And so even if you go in the Galil, where you can't do malacha by day, but according to Beis Hillel, you can do malacha on the night before. So what's the problem? Go out to the field
and pull out,
and then you'll put it back inside, and now you'll have mixas of 14, 15, and mixas of 16. So the Gemara says a shocking answer. Amrav Sheshes Kibei Shammai Einochanami. This statement that you can't do malacha, there's no mixas on day 14, is going like Beis Shammai in the Galil. And Beis Shammai holds not only are you now doing malach on the 14th by day, you can't do malach on the 14th at night. So in Mela there's nothing, you can't do it all together. Okay, that's answer number one. Rav Ashi Omar, L'olam ki Beis Hillel, now here is a Lefish, Pashur Balabatash answer. You don't work at night. You work 9 to 5, it's over. No one goes out, it's a Metzias. People don't go out to the fields at night to weed their fields, it's a Metzias. If you want to be from the Yechidim, go out and you want to go do it, so go out and do it, and you'll be out of a solution. But Bederech Klal, people do not take care of the fields at night. Period. Answer number. Next answer. Well, this is the Lamnish answer. This is the Gvaldig answer. So you say this like answer for Shas. Going in Yehuda, and Yehuda it's mutter do malacha, it's mutter. So what's the question then? The question is then why didn't it say day 13? You can do day 14. On day 14 you can weed, and in Tochat says you can put it back into the granule and it'll have 3 days. Miksas 14, Miksas and the whole 15, and Miksas 16. You know why? You only say Miksas Hayom Kekulai once. You don't say Miksas Hayom Kekulai at the beginning and at the end. That's a very big chiddush. Because when you talk about Shemitah, there are a lot of in Yom Halacha where you do say Miksas Hayom Kekulai at the beginning and at both ends. But with regard to this particular Halacha of Hashrasha, see Hashrasha, it's a Mitzias. It's not a Lundis. In Lundis, you can say Miksas Hayom Kekulai. Mitzias, you need it to take root, you need it at least 48 hours in a Mashal. It's a Mitzias. The Mela, Behudu v'hashrasha, chad miksas hayom kuhuloi aminan, trem miksas hayom kuhuloi, loy aminan. Okay, so that concludes this shtickle gemara. Next Mishnah. Rameir Rameir says, kol malacha shir hischol bakarim la'arba asa, goyim rabbi arba asa. A new site. Even those places, where you now let do malacha, even in the Galil, where you now let do malacha, if you started it before, and you need to spend time finishing it, you can finish it Erev Pesach. Maskin. Amei is machin. Amei says, you can't do malacha. Right, that's what Amei said before. Okay. Amei says, you can't do malacha. Amei says, kol malacha shehizchil ba kodim l'arba asar, goyim b'yar b'asar. Avo lo yaschil ba, b'tchila b'yar b'asar. But don't start. Af al pi sheyochel l'goyim ra achidish. Maybe, one thing, you have a malacha, there's no end. Most jobs, there's no end to it. Like, mom is like, there's just no end to the work. You just gotta have time, you gotta have hours. It's not a matter of finishing and start. So you would think that type of malach you can't do Erev Pesach. But let's say you have a job, it's a small little job, it's a small task. I'm a tailor, I just need to sew this garment, it'll take me 5 minutes. I can start and finish the entire thing. No, even though it's a very short labor, and you can conclude before Pesach, before Chatzos, you now do it. Abba Shech L'Gomer, it's also. Say new halacha. That even the places where you can't do malacha, now again it goes without saying, in the place where you can do malacha, do whatever you want. But in those places where the minig is not to do, or the halacha, machlekes, which are made in these are Tolian minigs, Tolian iser, but there are three types of jobs, professions that are open for business Erev Pesach. A tailor can keep a shop open until Chatzos, via saparim, barbers, via koivsim, and laundry men, cleaners. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, af ratzonim, shoemakers. Shoemakers, leather workers who make shoes can also be open Erev Pesach until Chatzos. Oh, so we'll see why. It's not right. Well, that's because they're needed. Okay, we'll see why in the Gemara. Ibailu. Now here we start off with the halacha that we mentioned that you are allowed even in the place where the minig is not the malacha Erev Pesach, but if you start it before Pesach, you're allowed to finish it Erev Pesach. Now what does that mean? Let's say the malacha you're doing is nothing to do with Pesach, right? It's one thing when we said that you're allowed to conclude malacha Erev Pesach b'chot chatzos, is that limited to a malacha that is necessary l'tzorech hayamtif? But if it's not necessary l'tzorech hayamtif, then you're not allowed to finish. Is that what it means? Or maybe it means no. You're allowed to finish any malacha Erev Yamtif, even a malacha that's not negea the Yamtif. Tanan, that's what's mutter. Avol sheloy litzarach hamoed. I feel migmar nami lo. You can't even finish. I didn't say lo sheloy litzarach. No, sheloy litzarach hamoed tanan. Even sheloy litzarach, you're allowed to finish. And now it will result in a tremendous finish. Avol litzarach. But let's say you need to go chop wood down for the Yamtif. Avol litzarach ach schule maschlin, and you even let it start. I deal more. There's a third approach. Okay, a third mahalik is no difference. Adil bein letzorach hamoed, bein l'shul letzorach hamoed, migmar in aschule lo, or we're going to say no, there's loy pluk. Loy pluk. to end. You can finish. You can finish. You're allowed to finish, but you're not allowed to start. Even litzarech hamod, you're not allowed to start. So this is a very interesting Gemara, where the Gemara is presenting three possibilities. Most on the Gemara, it's only two possibilities. So it's hard enough when there are two. And there's always two Jews, three opinions. So over here, there are three possibilities. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a riot. Avalo yaskil. Okay, so it says in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Avalo yaskil b'tchila bi'ar ba'asar. You're now allowed to start on the 14th day. Now here comes the key word for our sugya. Afilu b'tziltzul kot, in a small belt.
A small what?
Belt. Now, afilu shechava katana, even to stitch a small head covering, women wore a net underneath their tichel. This is what, so even to go make it a small one, it's a very simple thing, this net, whatever this thing is, to keep there in place cannot be done. This cannot be done erev Pesach. What?
Lo yaschel.
Now the key words, you're not allowed, afilu. Why does the Brayas say the word afilu? If we could have got away by saying that you're not allowed to do tzilzul katan and shechava katana. The fact that it said afilu is coming to in and emphasize something that you would otherwise, even more than what you would think. May afilu, lav afilu hand letzarech hamoyed migmar in aschule lo. When it says afilu, it's coming to push us over the edge. That you're not allowed to start even if it's letzarech hamoyed. In other words, let's say the woman, she needs, or the man, he needs this little belt. It's a little klein azach. And it's letzarech hamoyit. I need it for yomtiv, or the shechava, the whatever thing is called, the shevacha, the base. Shevacha. This net they put on their head. I need it for the yomtiv. That's why the brides adds this superfluous word, afilu, to emphasize a chiddush. Even though you need it for the Yom Tov, it's still awesome because you're only allowed to conclude what you started yesterday. You're not allowed to start something new. Nigmar in aschuliloi mechlal, and if that's going to be the case, b'shaloi litzarech. Since we're going to that extreme, that only even to start fresh you can't do litzarech. If shaloi litzarech, nigmar nami loy garmina. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. Now, it's not such a pasha thing what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is going to an extreme because there's an extra word. Which is called trying to tell you the choymer hadavar afilu. We didn't need that, so it gives like a flavor. You know, it sets a tone. Nothing more than setting a tone to push us to the edge of the three different period, three different mahalchim of what it means in the Mishnah. So we're going to go to the extreme edge, the biggest choymer. The Gemara says no, lo. You don't have to go to an extreme just because it says afilu. The oil tell you the shlo l'tzarech. Shaloi letzarech nigmar nami gamrina. Umaya filu, afilu hani nami de zutr nina de sagra de chamina de haschlosen zohi gamar malachtan, naschil buhu nami, naschil buhu nami. I would think that I'm allowed to start. Kamashla, no, you're not allowed to start. So the Gemara's maskon is no, it's they have no raya. When it says afilu, the afilu is not pushing you over to the edge of the halacha. It is telling you that don't be misled to think that since these things are so small, the haschol is equivalent to a gemar. No, it's not equivalent to a gemar. Any new start is a big deal. It's true, you think about it. I know where things I do where I work. Even to do a little klein azach, you have to start. It only takes a few minutes to start a new, to open up like a new account or something. It's a klein azach. But psychologically, it's a big deal. You know, it's one thing, you go into something you already did yesterday, you finished, it'll take you even more time. You're ready in the middle of a project, and it'll take you 10 minutes to finish it up. Okay, so 10 minutes at a time. But to go start a new project, even though it's only taking 5 minutes, the whole mindset, oh no, I gotta go open up and then go start a whole new thing, it's a big deal. And that's what Gemara is telling you, even that's the halacha, you cannot do it. But halacha l'maisa could very well be that you have no raya. The halacha will well be where afilu hani letzarech the shaloi letzarech migman amigamino. But the truth could very well be is that you are even allowed to conclude something shaloi letzarech hayamtiv. If you started something that's mundane before on the 13th day or before that, you're allowed to conclude it on Erev Pesach because it's only a Gemar. You have no raya from the word Afilu. Afilu is teaching you this other concept that even though it's something which is very small, don't be misled to think that something that's very small is like a Gemar. Okay, fine. So you have no raya. Next, Toshma. Another raya. Okay, same idea. Rabbi Meir says, Kol malacha shilu tzorach ha-moed gomra. Oh, so here already getting into more trouble. Because in this braisa, it says these magic words, which are getting us in this, which are real, this thing, you can't, there's no room to maneuver here. Kol malacha shihi litzorach ha-moed. Tzorach ha-moed gomra b'yar ba'asa. E ma'asai. You're not allowed to start. So what does it say? There's no wiggle room here. It says dafka litzorech hamoyed in shloy litzorech hamoyed lo. And it said the beferish. What more can you possibly want? Right? This is gewaldic. So the Gemara here says no. It's not a raya. Lav dafka. Lav dafka. Who are the nefilu shlo litzorach? Nami garminon. Oh, so what are you telling me then? It's not accurate. The hakamash one. The afilu litzorach hamoid nigmar in asklilo. Same idea. Even though in this price Ataka said that those magic words, those powerful words litzorach hamoid, it's trying to emphasize the inverse. That if it's not a gemar, it's a haschala. Even though it's a haschala litzorach hamoed, you're not allowed to start. Now, one thing we have to take out of this braisa is that we've at least knocked off one of the three approaches. That's what we have accomplished something very significant here, because when we started, what did we say? One of the approaches was that you're allowed to conclude something that was shaloi litzorech hamoyed. But litzorech hamoyed, you're even allowed to start. This braisa makes it very, very clear that concluding can only be done litzorech hamoyed. You're never allowed to start something litzorech hamoyed. That was one of the three tzadim. All it said in the Mishnah was, you're allowed to finish, but you're not allowed to start. One of the three possibilities was, when it says that you're allowed to finish, shaloi litzorach hamoed. But if it's the tzorach hamoed, then you can even start. One thing we at least take out of this braisa very clearly is that you're not allowed to start anything new, erev yomtiv afilu litzorach hamoed. But as far as concluding something that is shaloi litzorach hamoed, that you can learn the braisa two ways. The braisa here says that you're allowed to conclude litzorach hamoed. So we said lav dafka. We say that can be really interpreted two ways. It can mean dafka litzorach hamoed, or it can mean even you're allowed to conclude shaloi litzorach hamoed. And the reason why it's litzorach hamoed was even something that's very small. You're not allowed to start. But at least in the process of bringing down the second braisa, the second toshma,
right.
We have at least eliminated one of the three tzadim. Kevayit, next. Toshma, next raya.
Rabbi Meir
says, Kol malacha shilu tzorach hamoed. Oh, so this is really, there's no room to wiggle at all. If it's litzorach hamoed, goyim ra b'yar ba'asar. V'she'eino litzorach hamoed? Asur. V'oisin malacha b'ar pesach marchatzois b'mokam shenohagu. Mokam shenohagu in loinohagu lo. U'shma amino, here is explicit. Litzorach hamoed in, shaloi litzorach hamoed lo, shma amino. That when it comes to being goymer malacha, you only can be goymer something explicitly that's litzorach hamoed. So here it's explicit. Here it does not say tzilzul katan. If it would say tzilzul katan, then you can stop playing games. It doesn't say tzilzul katan here. The nail it's to be taken partial across the board. You're allowed to be goymer litzorach hamoed, but you're not allowed to be goymer shaloi litzorach hamoed. So shma minel maskana, we have finally come to conclusion. Vaita. Tocham say shalosh nonis. Noyos. There are three professions. Three professions are allowed to work on Erev Pesach. The tailor, the barber, and the
laundryman.
Total and Baisa Chayatim. Why? So the Gemara is saying Lamsh and the shoemaker also. The Yeshayim off the shoemaker. Third, that's another opinion. The Yeshayim. Typical Gemara. The Gemara says three. Then it says the Yeshayim is there's a shoe that says there's a fourth one. And Yosi, Yehuda, and Achad son. A different sheet. It's very common. You have three. Then you have someone who says four. You have ten. Someone says 11. You have someone says look at now. What's the Lamnis? What's the Lamnis? What's Shana Mishnah?
Mm-hmm.
You can't learn a Mishnah without learning the Rav. The Rav got it from the Gemara. So what's the Lamnis? It's because we learn Erev Yom Tov from Chol HaMoed. What happens on Chol HaMoed, right? You Chol HaMoed, you are a nice young man, you rip your suit on Yom Tov. And now it's Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to fix your suit? So the halacha is you can't bring it to the tailor.
No, but you can do it yourself.
You do it yourself. Because when you do it yourself, it's not going to come out so good. That's not called the Ma'is Umin. So Chazal will lenient and allow the person. You okay? Chazal allowed you to do it yourself. Do it yourself. So since we find that Chazal were lenient on Chol HaMoed with regard to tailoring.
Well, what happened to the tailor to us?
What?
What would happen to the tailor himself?
So Lachari, he couldn't do it then. Because
Lachari, not, right. Lachari,
now, be a professional. He had to give it to a Hedya to do. So, Chayat Shken Hedya Toivim Kedakim Chol HaShemot. So what do we see in this? Since we find that on Chol HaMoed, Chazal relaxed the restriction of sewing in Hechatim Saw, where a person needs it, that he can do it himself, Mimele, we're going to learn Erev Pesach from Chol HaMoed. The male Erev Pesach will also have a leniency in that we'll go another step. We'll allow the tailor, the professional tailor, to be open the entire Erev, since we already have a precedent. We have a precedent because Derech Klal, Chol HaMoed, Erev Pesach has the same din as Chol HaMoed. There are a lot of halachas like that.
Right.
Erev Pesach has the same halacha like Chol HaMoed.
It has spadim,
and it's very chomer. One of the times, after Chatzos.
From Chatzos.
Right, but here we're dealing with before Chatzos. So you are, but it's here. It's part of the day, right? I'm confused. I don't know the details. I'm getting confused. But the point is, we're now comparing the minhag or the halacha of not doing the halacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos to Chol HaMoed, right? After Chatzos is Mamish Chol HaMoed. After Chatzos is the full din of Chol HaMoed. Before Chatzos. So we're going to learn, we're going to borrow from Chol HaMoed, we're going to use Chol HaMoed to set the tone of the nature for Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Since we find there a leniency when it comes to sewing, to allow a person to do it himself, not professionally, Menelo, we can now go one more notch, Erev Pesach before Chatzos, allow a professional tailor to work. Vaita, Shekena, Hed Yutayfer, Kedaka, Bechol Shemoit. Hasaparim, barbers, Yaakov Sim, why? There's a special halacha that if you were not able to shave, if your person was in Medina Sayam, Shekena, Bom Medina Sayam, Vayoitz, Mebeis, Soas, Surin, the person was in prison, and he got out of prison, or he was in the Medina Sayam, and he was unable to shave, to cut his hair, Erev Pesach, is a special dispensation. He's allowed to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. So since we follow Chazal, relax the halach on Chol HaMoed, that is an indication that there's a leniency in those areas. And we can apply that to Erev Pesach before Chatzos to expand the scope and allow a person. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, no, he says, Af Harit Sonim, shoemakers. Why? Shekein, we also find a special dispensation for shoes on Chol HaMoed. Shekein, Oile Regalim, Misaknin Minaleim B'Chol HaShlomoed. There's a halacha that the Oile Regalim, Chazal made a special dispensation for those that are traveling to Yerushalayim for the honor of the Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed, they can go to the shoe store. They can go to the shoemaker to have their shoes fixed. Okay, but according to the Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon, Tanakam of the Mishnah, says no such thing. Tailors are shut. Barbers are closed. Shoemakers and laundrymen are closed Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So what is the point of disagreement between these two opinions? Remarkable. Lagi Marsava lemedim techilas malacha misayf malacha. Marsava ain lemedim techilas malacha misayf malacha. The question is, can you learn erev Pesach from Chol HaMoed? Seif malacha refers to Chol HaMoed, and techilas malacha refers to erev Pesach. Is there a halachic basis to compare one zman to another zman? According to the Tanakhama, no. Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. Chazal made a special dispensation for Chol HaMoed, period. They didn't make any special dispensation for Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi and the second opinion of the Mishnah, we do learn one from the other. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Techilas melacha ratzonim sh'oisim minolim chadoshim. Yisayf melacha, I'm sorry, I didn't say it correctly. It means, oh no, so I made a mistake. When it says over here, the point of disagreement, I'm sorry, I made a mistake from Shana Gemara. When we're talking about the point of disagreement, we're talking about the last halacha, do you also include shoemakers? So the earlier golem were allowed to fix shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They were not allowed to make new shoes. Mm. So the question are shoemakers allowed to be open? Everyone's going to agree that make shoes. So therefore, so the second opinion says, shows that they can fix. So we let them make shoes Erev Pesach. The other opinion says no. Tanakhama says no. Just because we let you fix is not an indication that we're going to let you make new shoes Erev Pesach. We do not learn out soif, meaning fixing, from tchila, making for the very first time. All right, we're going to stop here.